Blog Talk Radio. kata mitema ya mayama na maje kiara kia basa nikaya na maje. Oh, thank you Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have a big God, and he will do it over and over and over again. See, God never stops, and he never seems to stop amazing us. Oh, my goodness. When we thought we've seen it all, he comes and he shows off one more time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome everyone to Eagles of Fire, the 11th Hour Company of Prophets and Intercessors. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. This is your host, Prophetess Paloma Rios. And joining me today is my husband, Pastor Edwin Rios.
May God bless you all.
Glory to God. And we also have a sister here, Sister Kim.
God bless you all. Good morning.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for each and every one of you. We thank you for joining us this morning. Oh, my goodness. Last night, we had such an awesome time in the service in Maryland. Glory to God. It was actually our last service at the Westchester Community Center, because if you've all been following our post, we have the Lord has opened the door to having our place of rest. Glory to God. He has blessed us with a sanctuary and glory, glory, glory. We just want to give thanks to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. So, again, we thank each and every one of you. The flyers are out there. If you are in the Maryland area, the address, if you want to join us, our first service will be held in April, the last Saturday of April, glory to God, at 3 p.m. So if you're on Facebook, go ahead and check us out. We are Paloma Rios, Edwin Rios, or Apostle Blossom Brackman are the flyers out there. You could check out the address, and you could, if you're in the area, or even if you want to travel, come and join us. Glory to God. That will be our first service in our home. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I want to just begin in prayer. Glory to God, as we always do, and just place ourselves at the mercies of God and allow the Holy Spirit to have his way in on this morning. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus, for this beautiful morning you have made, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for these wonders that you have made. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, that you deposit your blessings, that you come down with your presence, that you bring down your glory, Lord, and let us fill it, Lord. Lord, I also ask you for you to fill our mouth with your word, for you to fill our bellies with your passion, Lord. And, Lord, so we could bring it forth to the people, Lord. I ask you right now, Father, Lord, that you fill these lines up with people who are in need of your word, with people who are in desperate mode to hear your word, to hear your voice, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. I ask you right now, Father, for it to be you, Lord. That's all we want, for your glory to be done, because it's all yours. The glory is all yours, Father. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We also have Apostle Blossom on the line. Good morning, Apostle.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. To God be the glory. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Eagles of Fire. I'm so blessed to have Prophet Paloma and Pastor Edwin with you today and all others. And I just wanted to just give God the praise and the glory. We just want to just continue to lift each one of you up before the Lord, and also this blog radio. And so I'll be listening in and coming in and out because I'm not able to be there today. But I just want to encourage you, even to look at some of our prior programs that's on Facebook, concerning spiritual fitness. because we all do need that going forward. And so our word for this week was the power of listening, the power of your yes, the power of your no, the power of a promise. And I believe if you listen to some of these programs, you will truly be blessed, and it will also help you to make you stronger and prepared for the harvest that is coming. So I just want to bless each one, go forth in the Lord, and as the Lord beckons me, I will probably come in if I hear a word from the Lord to just release to you. But I just want to thank God for each one of you. So be blessed as you go forth this Saturday, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I also want to bring us up before the Lord before we begin. Hallelujah. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. We thank you for your love and your manifested presence in our lives every day. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day, Lord God, for allowing our eyes to see the beauty of the light, God. We thank you, Father, for fresh revelation. We thank you, Lord, for a fresh anointing and new strength over our bodies and our spirits, Lord God. We thank you, God, that you are taking us into new realms in your spirit, Father God. We thank you that you're stepping upon our flesh and your spirit is arising within us, Lord God. We thank you for open doors of opportunity in our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you are preparing us for a new move in you, Lord God. We thank you for spiritual fitness, as Apostle Blossom was speaking, Lord God. We thank you that you are building up our spiritual muscles, Lord God. Glory, glory to your name. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that you do not leave us as you found us, Father. We thank you that you cleanse us, Father God, and you heal our wounds, Lord, and you prepare us and you encourage us to move on forward, Father God. Lord, we're here today, Father, because we want the more of you. We want more of who you are and less of us, Father God. We want to represent you as King and Lord over the earth, Father. We want to be your ambassadors, Lord God. We want to glorify your name, Lord God, in the midst of our congregations, Lord God. We glorify you, O God. We thank you for your spirit, O Lord God. We bless you and we magnify your name, Lord. Father, I pray for every listener on the line today and all those that are that have called in, Lord God. Father, I pray that you bless them, Lord God. Bless them where in the need, Lord God. Wherever it is that they're in need of, Father God, I pray that you bless and you provide, Lord God. Father, if it's strength that they need, I pray strength over them right now, God. If it is healing in their body, Father God, I pray healing over them in whatever area they're in need of, Father, healing, Lord. If it's a spiritual healing, Lord God, I pray that you touch them and you heal and mend the wounds, Lord God. Father God. If it is a realignment, Lord God, I pray realignment right now in the name of Jesus. If it's boldness and courage right now, God, I pray boldness and courage, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. If it is to open up your mouth, Father God, and speak what thus says the Lord, Father, I pray that over them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, and we just glorify you, and we will give you the glory in the midst of the process, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, O God. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, hallelujah. As I was meditating in the Lord early this morning, glory to God, he kept pressing in my spirit the word in the book of Matthew, chapter 11. Glory to God. You have your word. If you have your sword next to you, as always, I encourage you to take it out and read it. The word of God is life. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 11. And I just want to read from 1 to 12. But we will be focusing more on verse 12. And the word of God reads, "Now it came to pass when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples that he departed from there to teach and to preach in their cities. And when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, 'Are you the coming one, or do we look for another?' Jesus answered and said to them, "Go and tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind see, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not offended because of me." As they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what do you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in king's houses. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet. For this is he whom it is written, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. Assuredly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist, but he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Glory, glory, glory. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. And the violent take it by force. Glory to God. And the violent take it by force. Glory to God. As I was meditating in the Lord this morning, glory to God and in his word, the Spirit of God continued to press that word into my spirit. And he continued to say to me, the kingdom of God is suffering violence. Glory to God. Violence, why? Because there is an opposition. Glory, glory, glory. There is an opposition by the enemy. Glory to God. As God has his people, as God has his soldiers, as God has his generals, as God has his army in heaven, also the enemy has his army and his people that work for him. Glory to God. But God was telling me and speaking to me in my spirit that his people need to arise and take their position. But in order for you to take that position, you must have a violent spirit within you. And not violence of the world, but a spiritual violence. A violence to conquer, to take by force, to take back what belongs to you, to stand in the gap for those that are weaker than you, fight for them and extend your hand and rise them back up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And see, the beauty of all this is that we don't have to do this by ourselves. Glory to God. We have our brothers and sisters, hallelujah, that have the same vision, that have the same faith, glory to God, the ones that are on the same mission, and it's to conquer the world for God, to conquer souls for the name of Jesus, to bring souls to salvation and breaking of the chains and the yokes, glory to God, hallelujah. And not only that, not only do we have those that are walking with us, but we also have the host of God that are at our disposition, glory to God. Glory to God. Last night as we were in service, our brother John was bringing the word of the Lord. Glory to God. And he reminded us of the army that is on our side. He reminded us that God has weapons, hallelujah, of mass destruction. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And these angels are there waiting for our command. And he reminded us of the word that God gave to Jeremiah, that God has called us to uproot, to destroy, to bring down what is not of God. Hallelujah. But he also has called us to build up and to, hallelujah, to plant. Hallelujah. But in order to do this, my brothers and sisters, we have to have a violent spirit. We cannot be in the place of dormant anymore. We cannot stay idle anymore and allow the enemy to continue to conquer territories in our lives, in our families, in our churches, in our community. We need to stand up. God has given us the voice of a trumpet, to sound the alarm that Christ is returning, that there is salvation, there is hope. Hallelujah. What are you doing with the word that God has deposited in your spirit? What are you doing? Are you muscled up? Who has put a muscle over your mouth? Who has placed a muzzle over your mouth that you can no longer speak what is truth and what is right? Why are you not standing for the righteousness of God anymore? We are seeing all these false prophets, false teachers, preaching prosperity. Hallelujah. And we're not against that. We are not against that. But when your focus is so much on prosperity and the things of this world, we know where your spirit is at. Hallelujah. Because God did not call us to preach prosperity. God did not call us to preach the things of this world. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not of this world. Hallelujah. So why are we preaching the kingdom of this world? We need to rise up with a spirit of violence. We need to rise up and remove the muscle that the enemy has tried to place over our mouth and speak truth, regardless what it costs us. Those before us suffered violence. They were not afraid. They conquered what they were supposed to conquer. They stood on the gap, and regardless what came their way, they did not retreat. They did not retreat. They stood firm in the word that they knew God spoke into them. They knew that they knew that they knew that it was God who spoke to them. They knew that what they had seen was the true and living God. That the one who spoke to them was the creator of the heavens and the earth. That the one who gave them the mission and the vision was the one who holds the winds and the sea in his hand. And they understood, and that's why Paul said, if God is with us, who can be against us? So today, my brothers and sisters, I'm speaking to you in the spirit of God to take on your armor and to fight. And this fight is not against flesh and blood, glory to God. We need to know what we're fighting against. We need to know who we're fighting against, and we need to know that our fight is not against people. Our fight is not against our brothers, our neighbors, our sisters. Our fight is not against, hallelujah, our boss, our employer. Our fight is against the devil and his demons, his agents. We have to stand in the gap. We have to be united and take on the sword of the Spirit. We have to take on, hallelujah, the shield of faith in which we could turn off every fiery dart of the devil. Hallelujah. We need to know who we are. We need to understand that we are more than conquerors in the Lord. We need to understand that we are a holy nation called and separated unto God. Oh, glory, glory to your name, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take what is yours. Take it by force. If the devil has taken territory in your family, begin to push him out. Get him out of your house. He has no right to what's yours. If the devil has stepped into your workplace, get him out in the name of Jesus. If the devil has stepped into your congregation, get him out in the name of Jesus. Or did you forget what God said? Did you forget what the word of God says? That God has given us authority. Hallelujah. That he has given us authority and that we have the power to step upon serpents and scorpions and nothing of the devil will harm us. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That the gates of hell will not prevail against the church of Christ. Where is your voice? Where is your voice, people of God? Where is your voice, prophet of the Lord? Where is the word that God has placed in your spirit? Are you just letting it sit there? It's time to bring it out, the Lord says. It's time to stand in the gap and fight. It's time to know who you are. It's time to shake off the dust that has been over you because you haven't been in use. Hallelujah. Shake off the dirt off of you. Allow the light of Christ to shine from you. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, it says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of sound mind. Hallelujah. It is time to let go of the past and enter into the new. God said, I am making a new thing. I am making a new thing. It is a new era. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I am making a new thing. Step into the new. Step into the now. Leave your past behind. Glory to God. If you need to repent, repent and keep moving. There is no time to stay on the ground sobbing and remorsing of what happened. It's time to just brush it off. Repent before the Lord and keep it moving. There is no time to just stay there and do nothing. There is too much. There is too much to lose. There are too many souls waiting for our voices to be heard. There are too many waiting for you, for the word that God has placed in you. There are souls that are waiting specifically for you. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, my brothers and sisters, hallelujah. I pray in the Spirit of God, hallelujah, that there be a shaking and awakening inside of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To take your place. I pray that the Spirit of God arises, a spirit of violence within you, so that you can begin to take what is yours back by force. What the enemy has taken from you, your rights, your privileges, glory to God, your voice, your mind, your family, your marriage, your home, your finances, your congregation. Take back what's yours. Take back by force. Jesus made it plain and simple. He wrote, he spoke as simple, so simple that a child could understand him. The kingdom of God suffers violence, and only the violent ones will take it by force. Power, authority, kingdom-minded, armor, conquerors, promises. God has given to us. We do not have to do this alone. We don't have to walk alone. Hallelujah. 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 So, Father God, I just thank you. I thank you, God, for each listener this morning, Lord. I thank you, Father, that you have awakened a spirit of violence within them, Father, to conquer what is theirs and what you have declared to be theirs, Father God. Ooh, by force, Father. I pray that today they take on their armor, Lord God, and they begin to stand on their on the gap, Father God, in intercession, oh God, and they begin to decree and declare what is theirs, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have given too much time to the enemy, and we have entertained him too long, Lord God. And it is time to take back what's ours and push him off, push him out of what belongs to us. We will no longer give him no territory, Father God. We will no longer allow him to take what is ours, Father. For you said, Father, that you have given us the key to bind and to loosen, God. So, Lord, today we take that authority that you have given unto us, Lord God. And we will walk by faith and not by sight, Lord God, knowing that if you are with us, who can be against us, Lord God? Knowing that there are more with us than those that are in the world, Lord God. So we thank you, Father, that we are more than conquerors through Christ, Lord God, that we could do all things through Christ who strengthens us, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What a powerful word that was. Thank you, Lord, for that word that you have given us. Thank you, Jesus, for using my wife, Prophetess Paloma Rios, Lord, to bring forth the message that you have said for this day, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ, Lord. Well, right now we're going to open up the lines, and I'm going to be saying the four last numbers of your number, and I would like to call up 8211. What's your name and where you're from?
Pastor Sandra Reed from Darien, Georgia.
Praise the Lord. Blessings,
Praise
Pastor
the Lord.
Sandra.
How you all? Thank you. How you all this morning?
We are doing great. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Good, good.
Thank you for calling us this morning. Well, we
yes,
are going
ma'am.
To pray for you. We're going to pray for you, and we'll just follow the leading of the Spirit. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for Sandra right now, Lord. For Pastor Sandra right now, Lord. I ask you, Lord, that you deposit blessings over her, that you deposit, Father, a stronger desire to even look farther for your face, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
it's
you.
A divine appointment that she's here right now, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
thank
Father,
you, Jesus.
For everything you are doing on her and through her, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I hear the Lord says, prepare yourself, for I'm going to take you way higher than what you ever thought you would be. I'm going to take you to a higher level that you're going to start seeing my glory right before your carnal eyes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And prepare. Prepare because a lot more people is coming to you for encouragement, for guidance. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, the
Lord.
Thank you, Lord God. Father, I pray over Pastor right now, God. Lord, this woman, Father God, that she follows after your heart, Lord God, and her desire, Father God, it is to please you, God. Hallelujah. Amen, Father. She says, Lord, give me the more of you. I want more of you, God. Hallelujah. Father God, lead me in the ways of righteousness, Father. Hallelujah. Father, I don't want to mess up what you have placed in my hands, Lord God. Hallelujah. I don't want to fail you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Father. Oh, Lord. But I hear the Spirit of God saying, my beloved, hallelujah, I have trusted you with my people. Hallelujah. I have placed the word within your belly for this specific time, hallelujah, glory to God. And as Pastor Rios was speaking, I hear the Lord saying, I am elevating you to new realms in the Spirit, glory to God, hallelujah. I will give you fresh revelation, fresh knowledge, and even expand you to receive more wisdom of me. I am expanding your tent to receive more of who I am, hallelujah, hallelujah. I am expanding your spirit to contain more of my glory. I am expanding your spirit to contain more of, hallelujah, of my oil, my anointing, hallelujah. I even see, hallelujah, angels by your side, ministering with you. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. God says, don't worry about those that don't believe. Hallelujah. Don't worry about those that have fallen away. I am bringing a fresh remnant. And even those that have left, and even those that have left because of others speaking into their hearing, they will realize that they have left wrongly, and they will come back, and they will return. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
So, Father God, we just seal these words over Pastor Sandra, Lord God, and we just pray, Father, that even in the region that she's in, Father God, that she begins to conquer territory in the Spirit, Lord God. Father, I even declare, Father, that she takes on the full armor of God, and she begins to tell the devil to back up in the name of Jesus, to stand firm, Father God, and to what belongs to her, and that the spirit of violence begins to rise in her, Father God, and she begins to roar like a lion, Lord God.
Thank you.
Devil, to let go of what is hers in the name of Jesus, Father.
In
so
the name of Jesus.
We words over her right now, God. We declare her
Lord.
Blessed and strengthened in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor Sandra, for joining us this morning. It was a privilege to hear your voice. God bless you.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Next number is
Yeah.
All right. 4484.
God bless you, Marva.
You know my number by now. God bless
yeah.
you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we're
wonderful
gonna,
message.
Praise God. Glory to God. We're going to pray for you.
All right. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your servant Marva, Lord. Thank you for everything you're doing through her and in her, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because you have keep blessing her, Lord. She's a woman who desires after you. She's a woman who looks after you, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord, for everything you are about to do in her life. And as this new season that's going to start on her life, Lord, is going to be fresh and anointed for her, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you have called her for such a time as this, Lord God.
Yes.
We thank you, Father, that you are rising a spirit of violence within her even now, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that she is more than a conqueror in you, Lord God. We thank you for the armor, the full armor of God that is over her, Father. We thank you for the sword of the Spirit, Father God, that she is holding right now, God, and that she is using that sword to slice and to dice and to get the enemy out of her house, Father God. So we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We bless you. We bless her in the name of Jesus, Father God, and we thank you for the newness that is about to happen in her life, Father God. We glorify you, and we seal these words over her life in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you,
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day, Marva. God bless you.
God bless you.
Next caller is 8476, your name and where you calling from?
Glory to God. 8476.
I'm Diana Papagillis from Ohio, and I could identify with your word in my spirit. God has been dealing with me that I take it by force, the violent take it by force. So I just praise the Lord for the word because I'm in tune with God. I'm in tune with the Holy Spirit. And I am excited. I am excited about what God is doing in my job, what he's doing with me in my community, what he's doing with me wherever I go, because I speak the word, I speak the truth, and I'm excited because I'm in tune with what God wants me to do for his kingdom.
Praise the Lord.
I can identify. God gave me a dream this morning, and it was like, but the devil has put obstacles in my way, and I was trying to get through, but I couldn't, and I was going here and I'm going there. And I said, God, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of running around and tired of not going through. And I said, I'm going to take my authority. I'm going to take my property. And in the name of Jesus, you lying devil, you're going to go back. I'm going to take it by force and possess the kingdom of God. So
Praise the Lord. Amen.
For
that. Thank you, Lord. So we thank you for that testimony.
With the whole word that you gave today.
God.
I'm excited.
Amen. So we're gonna pray over you, Diana. Praise God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for fresh revelation. We thank you for a fresh excitement. We thank you, Father, for fresh strength over her, fresh violence to take back what's hers, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are doing a new thing in her, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that you have dressed us, Father. Dressed her, Lord God, in the armor of God, Lord God. Oh, God, we bless her. We decree and declare, Father God, that the things that you have for her, she will take and she will have, Father, that there is no obstacle that will stop her, Father, in her way, in the name of Jesus. Apostle Blossom, do you have a word for her? Apostle Blossom, are you there?
Yes, not at this time. I yield.
All right. Praise the Lord. So thank you so much, Diana. We have given you a word of the Lord before, so that's why we are only praying for you at this time. What we usually do is we just give a word to a person, and we allow a period of 3 months to pass before the Lord has us prophesy to you again. But we thank you for that wonderful testimony. We glorify God with you. We're excited with you. So thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful day.
You too. Lord bless.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
3586.
Our next number is 3586. Your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning. This is Kathy Schott calling.
Oh, Catherine. Hallelujah.
Bless you
praise
all.
The Lord.
Good morning, Kathy. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Apostle Blossom.
Good morning
to
you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Catherine, would you like to give us a prayer? Yeah, would you like to pray?
Sure. Yeah.
Amen.
That'd be fine. I was thinking what hit me when you were reading the scripture was in verse 10. This is, or no, not verse 10. Verse 11. It says, "Truly I tell you, among these born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist, and yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." And you know, I believe so strongly, I would like to just ask God right now in the name of Jesus to release John the Baptist people that have that anointing, that prepare that way for the prophet, for Jesus' arisen state in them. And there is something about that beautiful alignment and agreement that we can truly go. And so I'm just asking God to make these people, cause these people that have the John the Baptist that do that preparation before Jesus comes. And even when John Baptist had baptized Jesus, it was the Father that made it clear to all people who heard his voice that this is my dearly beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And so I pray that those people that are carrying Christ with the prophetic and the apostolic, that they do truly do come together, which both, you know, eagles of fire, that's who they embrace. They embrace the voice of both of those. And there is a strength that cannot be broken in that when they are joined together rightly with the Lord. And so I just thank you and praise you, God, right now that you are raising up, you are raising up, you are raising up the eagles of fire. You are raising up even more of a greater tent for Apostle Blossom, for Palomas, and for Edwin, and that each one, even the new lady, I can't think of her name, but as this grows and is being established, that Father, I see the tent pegs. I see the tent pegs being extended in such a way that, Lord, it is so great and is so amazing, and that the people will join rightly into their position as you've spoken. And I do believe that this word will not return void today. It will just penetrate the hearts of each one who hear this. And even those who don't hear it, that it will resonate like a stone is thrown into the water. It'll resonate all around the world. There will be greater fruit come from this ministry. I truly believe that. I thank God for that. I thank God for the privilege and the honor of just having the contact and the connection with all of you. I'm just so humbled by that and very grateful to God.
Thank you, Lord.
So I bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And we are honored to know such a wonderful woman as yourself as well. You're so beautiful.
Oh, you all are too. I mean, I cannot wait for the time. I'm definitely coming. Diana just was on. I told her, I says, you get your bags packed because we're going to Maryland. And we are going to connect big time.
Amen.
So,
yes.
Personally, physically.
Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you so much, Catherine. I will leave your line open. We do have other people on the line that are waiting for prayer.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yes. Thank you so much. We have also caller 8984 on the line. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Evangelist Benson Ambobi. I'm calling from Maryland.
What's your name again, sweetheart?
Evangelist Blessing. B-E-S-S-I-N-G. Blessing of God. Blessing. M-O-B-I.
Evangelist. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you for calling. Welcome to Eagles of Fire. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for being with us this morning. It's a privilege to have you on the line with us. Glory to God.
Yes.
Apostle.
The message we need at this time. This message is need to go worldwide. People need to, you know, go back to the scripture. People need to go back to God and stop running around in shadows. People need to, you know, get God. When you get God, you get God. When you get God, you can miss God. So it's time
Thank
we
the
get
Lord.
God so that everything will come to us.
Yes.
So
Praise
many
the
ministers
Lord.
Of gospel have left the right thing and doing the wrong thing. This kind of message this morning is what we need. We ministers of gospel and even congregations. We need this kind of message that, you know, make us revive our fire to come back to the altar of God. We need revival.
Yeah.
That's what we need at this end time. Thank you
Praise
so much for this message.
Thank you for listening in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are going to pray for you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your servant, Lord. Thank you for the impact that you have made on her life, Lord. Thank you for the message that she has received, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray right now that you keep blessing your servant. You keep blessing her. We knew anointings. We knew thank you, Jesus, Lord. With new revelations, thank you. And Lord, I ask you right now that you fill her up. Fill her up even further, that she overflows, Lord, and she could go and impart of what she has to everybody else, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Apostle Blossom.
Amen. Yes, man of God.
Praise the Lord. Apostle Blossom, do you have a word for this young lady?
I'm going to yield at this time.
All right. So, Lord, we just thank
yes.
you for Magdalene Evangeline. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank
Evangelist.
You for her. Okay. Thank you, Lord, for her, Father. We thank you for allowing her to be on the line today, Lord God, and hearing your word, Father. I thank you for the fire that has risen up inside of her, Father. We thank you for the courage and the boldness that you are even placing over her, Lord God, to speak what is truth, to speak what is right, Father God, regardless of the outcome, Father, because, Father, she will come to an understanding that even as she speaks the truth, Father, regardless of what comes against her, Father, she knows that she has your backup, Father, and she has
Amen.
The host of God, Father God, fighting by her side, Lord, that she is not doing this on her own, Father God, but there are others with her same spirit, Father God, with her same desire to please you and to bring about your gospel and your kingdom upon the earth, Father God. So I pray for her, oh Lord, new connections, Father, divine connections over her life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So Lord, thank you and we bless her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. mother
Thank
of
you,
God, I would like to meet with you.
Praise the Lord. Well, you could contact us on Facebook. We are on Facebook, Paloma Rios, and also our website, www.eaglesoffire.org. So you could go on our website and you could contact us through there. Glory to God. Thank you for joining us this morning.
I'll be joining.
Amen. Amen. We have another caller, 8278. Your name and where you're calling from?
This is Renee. I'm in Durham.
Oh, hi, Renee. God bless you. God bless you, sweetheart.
God bless you as well. I wanted to say thank you so much for the word. It really stirred my spirit. I thank God for using you to just minister the fire this morning. So thank God for that.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to pray for you, Renee. Glory to God. Father God, we bring your daughter to you, Lord God. And Lord, you know her heart. You know her desires, Father. Father, we have given her a word, Father God, from you, Father. So we just pray that as you have deposited this word within her, Father God, that she could begin to walk in it, Father God. And Father, I just pray that you open up her ears, Father God, her innermost ear, Father, that she could hear your voice even more clearly, Lord God, where she could receive your divine instructions, Father God. Lord, I pray, Father, that you bring alignment in her life, Father God. I pray, Father, that everyone or anything that is around her that does not guide her to you, Father, that it be removed, Lord God, and that you bring people that will encourage her, Father God, and that will push her up, Father, and not down, Lord God, that will encourage her faith, that will encourage her walk in you, Lord God. And I even pray, Father, renewed strength, Father. I even pray, Father, for restoration in her body. I pray for restoration in her soul, her spirit. I pray, Father, healing in her spirit, healing in her emotions, healing in her heart, Father, in any area of hurt and trauma, Lord God, that you heal it, Lord God, that you place your hand upon it, Father, that she could be a whole woman in you, Lord God, standing for what is right, standing for what is truth, standing in her rightful place, Father, that you have called her to be a priest, Lord God, oh God, a holy nation unto you, Lord God. So I thank you, Father. I thank you for allowing Renee to hear this word, Father. I even pray, Father, that you stir within her the spirit of violence, Father, where she will take a stand and she will let the devil know who she is in you, Lord God. Well, she will no longer allow the devil to take foot over her, Lord God, where she will no longer allow the devil to tell her who she is, but she will begin to tell the devil who she is in you, Lord God. So I thank you, Father, that she is taking up courage and boldness in you, Lord God. And Father, and I even pray right now that she begins to have a fire and a desire, a passion to read your word, Lord God, to begin to digest and to receive what you have declared in your word about her, Father. So we feel this word over her, Father God. We declare and decree, Father, that she will see a new thing being done in her through you. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Renee, for visiting us today. We hope to hear from you soon. We want to hear some praise reports. We want to hear some praise reports.
I do have something I want to share. I do have one word for her, celebrate. That's all I hear.
Amen.
Is celebrate.
Amen.
The jump is high. Do what you got to do. Do your thing. But all I hear is celebrate.
Celebrate. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, yes. Thank you so much again, Renee. As I was saying,
thank
we want
you,
to
God.
Hear praise
thank
reports. Praise
thank
God.
You.
Take
thank
care and God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I believe those are all our callers for today. Glory to God. We thank each and every one of you for visiting us this morning, for taking time from your day to join us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are on here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Glory to God. We are also on Facebook Live, Apostle Blossom. She has been doing a series of spiritual fitness. I encourage you all to go on Facebook, Apostle Blossom Brackman, and just listen to those teachings. They are powerful. They are empowering. They are encouraging. Hallelujah. And they really hit the spot to what it is that we need to do in the Lord. Glory to God. We are also on Facebook Live, Paloma Reyes, on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. And what we do there, we are a fellowship, online fellowship. We have service online, glory to God, and we bring you the word of the Lord. We have our children, is our family ministering to you through Facebook Live, glory to God. You could also contact us through Eagles of Fire, www.eaglesoffire.org. That is our website. You can go to contact speakers, whatever it is that you need to know about us is all there for your use. Glory to God. Apostle Blossom, do you have anything to add?
None at this time. I'm just grateful to hear and to receive, and also to hear those that got blessed today. So God be the glory. Till next Saturday. Bless you both.
Amen. Well, thank you all for joining us. We really thank you. We hope to hear from you next Saturday. Glory to God. We hope to see you also on Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. Eastern time. Glory to God, where we also bring you the word of the Lord with our family. Glory to God. We bless each and every one of you. We pray God continues to manifest himself over your lives and be blessed in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. God bless you all.
God bless you all.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. We give you praise.